Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning and welcome. Not only is it a Trash Talkin' Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling, but more importantly, it is Veterans Day. Thank you all who have served and are serving. Thank you. Thank you. And we thank you even more. Very much appreciated. Oh, yeah. I think by most Americans, mm-hmm. for sure. Of course, there's always some weirdos out there, but we appreciate your service very much so. Greg, so
yes,
I think I'm going to buy this big mountain house.
A big mountain house?
Yes.
Or a big mountain house?
No, it's a big house in the mountains.
Oh.
Because I'm not worried about the price like I was. I'm thinking, well, at some point, I'm probably going to retire, even though I love my job and that. But, you know, want to live life, too. You know, I've got two heart attacks under my belt.
Don't want to go for third.
So I think I can swing it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to buy this sucker with as little down as possible.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a Trump 50-year mortgage.
What?
Yes. You didn't hear about this?
Oh, man, no.
Trump's talking about a 50-year mortgage. And I'm thinking, okay, for young people, that might not work out because you're going to pay a gazillion dollars in interest over that time.
Right.
But for moi, I kicked the bucket in like 15 years.
And leave it to somebody else.
Exactly.
That
you know
is
talking
brilliant.
About?
That is brilliant.
Do I have it figured? I think I have it figured out.
And the problem, I mean, it's not your problem that the house will be so buried
upside
in
down.
Equity.
Upside down. Yeah.
That's not your problem.
Yeah, I don't care.
You'll have paid $38 towards the principal over the next 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Your kids are going to love you.
Been spending that inheritance for a while now.
Good point.
Just to keep my boat running.
You're running.
But no, it's interesting, this idea of a 50-year mortgage. By the way, did I do all the things like good morning, welcome, 6:10?
I think you left that part out.
Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy. Yes. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, it's just funny that you brought that up, because we were just talking about a story yesterday about the, you know, with interest rates, the ARMs coming back all of a sudden in popularity. Because that was, what, 20 years ago or something? That was the big deal?
I think ARMs and legs have always been pretty popular.
No. The mortgage rate.
Oh, the adjustable rate mortgage.
The one that goes up after, you know, 5 or 10 years.
Seems like it goes up quickly, comes down slowly, similar to like gasoline prices.
Yeah. But that was the one where you get that intro price for so long, or rate.
Yes.
And then the rest of it, you're going to pay more. But, yeah.
I
hadn't thought about one of those in decades.
I like to know what my payment's going to be.
Yes.
Like you said earlier when we were talking off the air, yeah, you figure that insurance and property tax, especially if you live in Alachua County, are going to go up.
Thanks, Bob.
But you're, you know, you kind of know that's going to happen. You're prepared for that. But all of a sudden, your mortgage payment gets kicked up due to interest rates. Ouchie.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
In my opinion, as somebody who's pretty scared of high rates.
Yeah. Now, let's look at this 50-year thing before we just poo-poo it out of the box. Because when I was younger and it was buying my first house, 15-year mortgage. 15 years.
Yeah.
And even my father-in-law at the time said, "What? Why are you doing that? 30 years standard now. Why are you doing that?" Because I want to own some equity in the home after a period of time. Mm-hmm. With 5 years into a 30-year mortgage, you've barely touched the principal.
That's true.
5 years into a 15-year, you've substantially dug into that interest. So I'm glad I did that. It paid paid dividends in the long run. So now I look at a 50-year mortgage, and at first glance, absolutely absurd and ridiculous. Mm. But look at it this way.
Okay.
If you bought a house, say, even 8 years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And whatever your current payment is now,
right?
There's a good chance you can't even rent a place for what you're currently paying, and you own it.
That's true.
So maybe this idea of a 50-year mortgage is not that ridiculous, because if prices keep going up the way they are and rent keeps going up the way it is, at least you're kind of fixed. You know what your payment is. And even though, yes, you're paying a ton in interest, but that's the cost of borrowing money.
Okay, devil's advocate here. We're a pretty mobile society these days. Our parents bought a house, most likely. Sometimes that was the only house they ever bought. Maybe they bought a second one if you moved.
Mm-hmm.
We move more now than we used to. Jobs,
true.
We don't go to work for Chrysler and work there for 35 years.
Nope.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Nope.
So you get that long loan, you've built no equity in it when you decide, or in 5 years, a job change, you move to a different town. That's the downside to it, in my view.
Well, you would build equity if the prices continue to go up, and they generally do over any five-year period. I think you could extrapolate that property values go up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they fluctuate like in 08.
You've added 20 years to a 30-year loan. You'll have no equity.
Like I said, you'll only have the equity of the... Because you don't pay all the interest on that loan if you sell it in 3 years.
No, I get that.
You only paid the interest you paid.
Right. But it's been amortized out.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because once you end the loan, you pay it off when you sell the house. You're not paying the 45 years of,
I agree.
Of interest. But the new house you buy, you are.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're not going to... Here's the bottom line. You're not going to get out of it. No money is free. And when you extend the period of time, chances are the interest rate might even be slightly higher. And then, as you said, amortize it over 50 years. You're paying a huge amount of money in interest. But if you look at what you have now, that's still like a kick in the pants. If you don't already know these things,
yeah, that's true.
It's a real kick in the pants.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to get ahead of the curve, to be the lender, not the borrower. And that's
true.
Biblical.
It is.
You know,
that
basic instructions before leaving Earth. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in debt. Now, I could see where in some cases, maybe the 50-year thing might make sense. Like, I think I got it figured out. I get a 50-year mortgage.
I like it. I like your plan. Unless you left it to me, then I'll hate you.
Yeah.
But,
So, look, Trump's looking for any kind of solutions. He started throwing that around.
He floats a lot of ideas.
Sure.
He tosses them out there.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, people can do with them what they want, and sometimes they turn into reality, and sometimes they don't.
All right. We've got a lot of other issues we're going to get to. Strike on a drug boat. We've got that. Trump and Syria getting together. The background of this Syrian leader.
Oh, wow.
He's not a good guy.
He's a bad guy.
Or maybe he's changed.
Well.
Maybe.
But sometimes you have to deal with the bad guys just to make things better.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then menopause. They took away the black label that was attached to many of those drugs for hormonal therapy, and that's pretty big news for a lot for a lot of people. not that I'm going through menopause, but...
And you're not naming anyone who is.
But sometimes guys have to deal with it whether they're going through it or not.
So this could be an important story for you.
Yeah. Say the M word. Do not do it.
I don't do it.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Another day in the frozen tundra of north central Florida. Ooh, that's a cool breeze, my friends. That's what that is. Huh. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for joining us. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is Veterans Day. Thank you. Those serving and those who have served, we appreciate it. Very, very much.
Hey, be glad that in North Central Florida, though, Bob, we don't really have an iguana issue. You know, that whole falling iguanas thing like they'll deal with in South Florida today.
Yeah, what if one like fell on your head?
I know. That's not going to hurt.
That would be uncomfortable.
Either one of you.
Yeah, they're an invasive species. I know Boca Grande, an area that we used to go when we were younger, like high school, you'd see maybe one or two, very rare.
But
and
now?
Then, boom, now it's exploded.
That crazy?
Yeah, I mean, overrun. And they carry salmonella and stuff. It's not
Well, you've got YouTubers who literally make a living out there with their air rifles who get hired to come and take out the iguanas, whether it's golf courses and neighborhoods, shopping centers. Well, there are just too many of them.
Aww.
Oh, look at you. We're suddenly.
Babies.
Mr. Humane Society over here all of a sudden.
I'm not that humane.
Yeah.
President Trump authorized 2 precision strikes against cartel-owned vessels in international waters. I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
Look, killing 6 narco terrorists. Remember the word terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
You know they bring this stuff in. It's poison, and people die. A lot of people. Those numbers were always overlooked by the mainstream media because if you talked about fentanyl, you had to talk about the border. And the lefty media didn't want you to talk about the border because they knew it was wide open and they'd rather hide it, lie about it, diminish it, minimalize it, which is precisely what they did. But back to this topic. Yeah, so we're blowing them out of the water. Good. So like a terrorist attack, if you knew terrorists were jumping over a fence that said, no trespassing, United States of America, And you know they're carrying things that are that's lethal. Not lethal like a gun, maybe even worse.
Mass
death. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I support the president in doing that. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they get the message and go, yeah, let's not take boats to the U.S.
Yeah, it's a thought.
For a while.
Got to plant the thought.
Yeah, the vessels laden with narcotics navigating known traffic corridor in Eastern Pacific neutralized without harm to U.S. personnel, underscoring Trump's commitment to defending the homeland and dismantling transnational threats. Yeah, and it also sends the message of, why don't you do business in a legitimate way? Hey, there's probably a thing called oil in your country.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you didn't let socialism take over running your oil companies, you'd have a lot more money than you're getting from this narco trafficking, but, yeah, some people don't.
And you wouldn't get blowed up.
See the big picture. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Sidney Powell, and some other allies of Trump have been pardoned. And I don't want to hear one word from the lefties, not one. You better not say anything about any pardonings when the auto pen ran wild while Biden was, physically around.
He was living in the White House.
Yeah.
More or less.
I saw just a quick little piece, I guess. He went out. He was speaking somewhere. I'm like, what?
He does that once in a while now.
And you can see it in his eyes. He's like, dude, the man's not there.
Yeah.
He's not there. You know what I mean? You've got those eyes kind of staring off. And, you know, every once in a while you can collect a thought or two and spit out a sentence maybe. It's embarrassing. What the heck is wrong with his wife?
Oh.
Are you that greedy? Do you still need some sort of limelight? What the heck is wrong with you? Why would you do that? It's grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be wheeling me around if I'm in that condition, Greg.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm serious.
If there's a talent fee involved, we're going.
And free food?
Yeah.
Okay, I changed my mind.
Okay. But it is sad. I mean, but we said that for the last few years when he was in office. And he's worse now.
I know. Mm. It's pathetic. Is it the Democrats are that desperate? Oh, yeah, we get it, Biden. You hate Trump. Okay. It's not like there's another 500 other politicians that couldn't go up there and say they hate Trump and probably do it much more effectively and efficiently.
We have a Schumer and a Schiff. We don't need a Biden anymore. So.
Yeah. And all those other things that start with S. Mm. They're full of it.
Coincidence.
Yep. So President Trump has granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons to his former personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, former chief of staff Mark Meadows, and a host of others accused of attempting to overturn the 2020 election result. They weren't trying to overturn it. They wanted it to get a fair review.
Right.
And they just ran out of time. And that's exactly what occurs. So it's kind of the lefties play a game of beat the clock and or run the clock down and kill the clock, I guess it would be. And you have to try to beat the clock.
We just actually lucked out in a way, as we've talked about before, that that we didn't get a win then, because things are so much better now coming off 4 years of Joe Biden than they probably could have been.
Oh my goodness.
Can you
18 million unaccounted for votes basically for Biden. Where did 18 million votes go?
Isn't that amazing?
Did they go?
You may lose your wallet, your phone, your keys, but how do we lose 18 million voters?
I mean, they couldn't have all moved to, like, Ireland, like Rosie.
No.
No?
No. Huh.
Hey.
It's almost like they weren't even real or something. Yeah.
The BBC is getting sued for, let me put my baby finger in my mouth, $1 billion. I will explain next here on the Bob Rose Show, which you can find on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm, my friends. Oh, yeah. It is a chilly, chilly morning.
Is it still paradise?
It is the frozen tundra paradise of Lambeau Field, which, by the way, Green Bay played at home last night, but didn't play well enough to beat those Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, the Birds won 10-7. Watched some of the game. Yeah, it was moving slowly, which was a good thing because I had to get to bed anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, Eagles are like 6-2 or 7-2, something like that. They're doing very well.
Nice.
Yeah, Green Bay is struggling a bit. We shall see. But it was cold last night. I didn't see any snow.
Right.
At Lambeau, but it was definitely chilly there as well. And it's cold here for real. Sometimes Greg likes to give you that warning. Your low pressure sensor might go off.
Yeah, don't freak out on your low
it doesn't, pressure. Yeah, it doesn't like the cold air, and it sometimes adjusts. And
well, you obviously, the cooler temps, the air compresses, you lose air. It'll come back when it warms up. Now, if it's low, put a little in it, but otherwise.
Okay, so we're all adults here, right? And if you are a woman, and you live long enough, at some point, you know, in life, depending on your physical makeup, you are going to go through some changes. What they used to call it, the change of life. You remember that? Remember when they called it that, Greg?
Yeah.
Through the change, yeah. Or the change of life. And it is a change of life for a lot of women. And here's the thing. So women suffer through this stuff, the hot flashes, the other associated symptoms, insomnia, brain fog, maybe even an increased risk of fractures. All of these things that women basically have suffered through. Now, some have mild, what you call it, maybe a mild menopause. Maybe it's quick. Maybe you adjust very easily. Part of the problem is, you know, when you're going through something and you have a partner, a spouse or whatever,
yeah,
and they see changes in you and they bring it to your attention, why don't you listen?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you listen? Now, here's what happened yesterday. Hormone replacement therapy for women undergoing menopause will no longer carry warnings about significant health risks. These warnings have scared women away for years.
Yep.
Now, I'm not here saying it's for everybody. It is like any other type of medication. It will be found quite effective for a lot of women, but maybe not all. For sure, right? So, the FDA shared this information yesterday. The medications contain estrogen and progesterone, two hormones involved in bone density and brain health. As a woman's egg supply diminishes, her levels decline until she no longer produces them. The process takes 7 to 10 years on average and can be accompanied by symptoms including hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, etc. After decades of use, the first product was FDA approved in 1942.
Wow. I had no idea.
But then in 2002, clinical trial cast doubt on the therapy when women taking a particular formulation in their 60s and 70s saw increased risk of breast cancer, heart attack, and stroke. Well, in yesterday's announcement, accompanied by a JAMA editorial, FDA Commissioner Marty Makary noted subjects in the trial were past the average age of menopause, which is 52.
Right.
And the medications also were different. The progesterone is a different formula than what they currently use. And so this is going to be here's the tough one.
Okay.
This is kind of new information, if you will. So when women go to their healthcare practitioners, some of them will just say, "Oh no." And they'll say no. Now, they might have valid reasons why. If they know your history and you're prone to things,
right,
they have your best interest at heart. Some of them, though, can be a little stodgy. They just don't like the idea of it. Look, it's all what they've been taught in medical school, and then they continue to educate themselves. Hopefully, a good doctor definitely does. But if you can get real relief, and it can help you, here's how it works. Okay? And I'm not a doctor, but I was at a Holiday Inn Express one time.
Oh, that works.
Your hormones are your symphony. They keep everything else in order, you know, singing along happily. Well, when they get imbalanced and all of that, there's all these side effects of how you feel. A lot of it is mental. You know, you become kind of witchy. Maybe a little short-tempered. Yeah.
But if you're the guy involved here, you never mention that.
Yeah. Just sit there and take it.
Absolutely.
It's like, no, I don't think so. No. I'll do the best to fix me. You got to do something to fix you. Of course, mine will take more than just hormone therapy, but that's another story. So anyway, I feel like this is a great thing for a lot of women and men because, like I say, you suffer with your loved one there. Not for everybody. This is not a, I don't think, a huge green light for everyone. But it certainly is worth investigating or possibly reinvestigating if you were afraid. They said that, look, a lot of women were given like a prescription. Yes, I think this will help your symptoms. Then they go home and they read that black box warning.
Yeah.
And they go, ooh. I don't know if I want those kinds of risks. So they've eliminated the black box warning. But still, do your research. Talk to your healthcare practitioners. Talk to friends that are knowledgeable in the medical field, especially maybe other women who have gone through that or utilizing that or whatever the case may be. You know, get as much information as you can and then make a decision that you think is best for you. And your poor son of a gun husband. Yeah! 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. We're going to pump you up. We've got a lot more to talk about. And a little visit from our neighborhood sheriff, Bobby Schultz, coming up at 8:05. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans, and those that are currently serving as well. We do appreciate you. Hey, and we know you're busy. Everybody is. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place now, free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Those of you who weren't aware how cold it was going to be this morning, well, there you go.
Surprise, surprise.
It is a cold one and similar expectations tonight as well. So make sure you're taking, you know, only cover the plants you want to live.
Yeah, pretty much.
And bring in the pets and stuff. This is really cold weather. All right, but we'll get through it. By the end of the week, we'll have already forgotten about it.
We'll be dying in that 60-degree heat.
Yeah. This is a story we talked about yesterday. There was people high up at the BBC, the British Broadcast Corporation, which is mostly government-owned, if not wholly owned. I think they have some private stuff. But anyway, let's just stay focused on this. So the BBC, which is a huge organization in England, they've had a couple of major people high up step down. They resigned. They're, I don't know, embarrassed, I guess, because there's a video of January 6th of President Trump giving that speech, and they edited it to look as though it was like a call to arms.
Right.
Go down there and fight, fight, fight.
They might have taken out the word peaceful, for instance.
Yeah. These things were edited, and they actually were said, I don't know, about an hour apart. So listen to this. Lawyers acting on behalf of U.S. President Donald Trump have given the U.K. state broadcaster, the BBC, until Friday night to take action over the false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory fabricated speech they broadcast, or else face legal action for $1 billion in compensation.
Oh.
And if you know, Trump has a history of winning these things.
Yes, he does.
So, and I mean, it's clearly, it's clear what they did. So I would think that they are going to, you know, put in major retractions and cover their tracks, I would think. Controversy over a leaked internal BBC document which revealed that the top executives at the state broadcaster had been aware of ethical issues surrounding their reporting on several key areas, including U.S. President Donald Trump, but appeared not to have acted meaningfully on them. Wow. So they knew there was some shenanigans, some creative editing, and so on, and did nothing really about it. I mean, talk about, integrity. Sounds like a good word. So anyway, now it's a legal issue and a legal letter to the BBC from lawyers acting on behalf of Trump. Full and fair retraction. Calling the broadcast of a doctored speech by Trump a panorama documentary, which was found by an internal BBC memo to have materially misled viewers on what the president actually said on January 6th. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they did. The letter from Trump's legal team, reproduced by the Daily Telegraph, stated that because the fabricated speech was so salacious, it was widely seen and has caused President Trump to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Compensation is owed. Further, it noted the BBC's reckless disregard for the truth underscores the actual malice behind the decision to publish. And yeah, that's where you can really get some damaging stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't know. Yeah, we had a guy, creative editing, and they had knowledge, and to allow that to go forward, definitely you have to say it was a malicious act. How else could you, what else would it be?
Right.
Yep. And this letter follows, like I said, the resignation of Director General Tim Davie and CEO of News Deborah Ternus from BBC overnight. British observers have stated the corporation is at a crisis point over the scandal of that doctored speech. And it spliced together differing remarks from President Trump to give the impression that he ordered his supporters to march on the U.S. Capitol and fight. Wow.
They could have saved a lot of time and effort and just had the DNC send their copies of stuff over. They chopped everything up to make it look different.
No.
No, yeah. Well,
Next you're going to say they doctored up and just cherry-picked video from January 6th inside the Capitol, too. Is that what they did?
Well, you know, it could have happened as well.
It's possible.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No.
Yes.
It definitely occurred.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Bunch of weasels. Weasels rip my flesh, which hurts even more on a cold morning. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Stay warm. You're listening to 97.3. The Sky.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.